मंडल गुरु महाराज के भी धन्यवाद तो गोसाई महाराज युवा बिफोर ऑफ द नेम ऑफ द भक्ति सारंग गोस्वामी एंड गुरु महाराज गिविन नेम भक्ति सारंग गोस्वामी सर नेम बिकॉज he originally born in Goswami family. And Prabhupada accepted him as a Goswami family man. And Bhakti Saranga was his title. And Aprakata his name. And he was famous as Eri Bhakti Saranga Goswami, Aprajita Bhakti Saranga Goswami. Guru Maharaj taken Aprajita as Grihastha name. Prabhupada's three disciples was famous. One Aprajita, another Adhoksaja, another Atindriya. Atindriya who composed Gauriya Kanthar, that book, he name was Atindriya Prabhu. We have seen from Maitreya. And Adhoksaja Prabhu, he was military engineer. He later, long time later, he made the Prabhupada Samadhi Mandir in one piece, all stone, one piece. His name was Adhoksaja Prabhu. I stayed in house, in his house, 2 months, maybe 1 month, I forgot. That time I am giving examination Sanskrit grammar examination. And that time there was one boy named Shubal Brahmacharya. Shubal living in his house. They had no place. And Guru Maharaj said, you need some co-student, some class reading, college student. Then Guru Maharaj said to Aprajita, Adhoksaja Prabhu, the Gauranga Brahmachari will stay in your house and he will study with now Shubal Brahmachari alive or not, I do not know. Maybe he alive and he become a great Pandit, scholar.
So Pandit. Shubal's name?
Maybe, I don't know. And Aprakita Prabhu was Bhakti Saranga Goswami. Then when given Guru Maharaj sannyas to Bhakti Saranga Goswami, and Keshav Maharaj, Bhakti Pradhan Keshav, and Bhakti Kushal Narasimha. Three sannyasis first produced by Guru Maharaj. Then Bhakti Pradhan Keshav Maharaj was Vinod Bihari Brahmachari as a manager of Mayapur Chaitanya Math. His assistant was Narahari Prabhu. Narahari Brahmachari and Babaji Maharaj's name by Prabhupada. Mukunda Das Brahmachari. And when 50% people come out from Gauriya Math, then Keshav Maharaj was trying to on mission headed by Guru Maharaj, but Guru Maharaj not disciple. Then finally Guru Maharaj told to everyone, you organize this mission. I am giving support to you all. Then Gauriya Vedanta Samiti, now they were on the Gauriya Mart, Baman Maharaj is president there. That time Kesava Maharaj and Guru Maharaj gave handover to Kesava Maharaj.
Baman Maharaj Tekunasana.
Baman Maharaj. Handover to Kesava Maharaj, everything, after doing sannyas. And Guru Maharaj come out again and wants to stay alone in a thatched room. And he make a thatched room that has Satish Prabhu, who is now Nayanananda Babaji Maharaj. He is living in Navadvip, Chapahati. He was with Guru Maharaj and he organized that thatched house and fence of that land. And that land bought by Sauki Babu, who made the Jogopit Mandir and Prabhupada Saraswati Thakur's house, Bhakti Vijay Bhavan, that Sauki Babu 400 rupees purchased one land, 3 bighas of land, 400 rupees. He purchased that and given to Guru Maharaj, gift. And Guru Maharaj make one small thatched room and they are joined. Guru Maharaj do not want anyone will join with him, but forcefully join 3 brahmachari, one Bhutabhid brahmachari, one Nishikananda brahmachari and one Narsingh brahmachari. Now Bhutabhid Nishikananda disappeared, but Narsingh brahmachari still, he is Bhakti Vaibhav Puri Maharaj. He was Chaitanya Sarasmat and few brahmachari also following them, they also come. But Guru Maharaj himself, he is cleaning, cooking, and worshipping the Giriraj. 3 Giriraj he taken from Govardhan. Then Guru Maharaj himself doing that service. And rest of time, he is reading Chaitanya Charitamrita, Srimad Bhagavat, Srimad Bhagavad Gita, and little rest of time, he is giving the pench of Chaitanya Sarasvatamata. Himself he is giving pench. Other, one brahmachari was that time, he was very much attached with Narasingh Bhakti Puri, now Vaibhav Narasingh. And he is living always with him. Then there, Govindakunda, there was some brick making field, and that field's proprietor was Nalan Ghat Jamidar. Then that Jamidar donated some bricks for making a room where is now living Krishna Saran and Harichandra, and invited to Guru Maharaj for preaching in their village town. Town, because it was Bandar. Bandar Bandar means? No, bandar means?
Sheep.
And boat, etc.
Port.
They have big property and they are very famous. Then first year Guru Maharaj joined there, and 1944 he installed Mahaprabhu, and 45, 46, Guru Maharaj went some year to Northern Ghat, and then 47 he sent Bhakti Vaibhav Narsingh Puri, Brahmachari, he was Narsingh Brahmachari, and with him Jayadvaita Brahmachari joined, Makhanlal Brahmachari joined. Ananda Lilama Vigraha, he joined. They make 5-6 one party and went to preach Northern Ghat. That time I met with Bhakti Vaibhav Puri, now Narsingh Brahmachari, and he was very strong-spirited Brahmachari. But his spirit was scriptural, not physical, but scriptural very nicely. He can explain Srimad Bhagavat. And suddenly one day I met in the door of that third house, outhouse, and there is Durga Puja, etc. Puja happening. There he is reading Bhagavat, explaining Bhagavat. Very strong feelings come to me, because we have seen so many Goswami, so many Brahmachari before. Because my father was singer, very good singer of Krishna, Radha Krishna Leela and Mahaprabhu's Leela, Chaitanya Leela, etc. Mane Kirtaniya, very big Kirtaniya. And through that relation, big Pandit, big Goswami coming to our house. Then I have seen so many in my young age. But that Brahmachari, Gauriya Math from Narsingh Brahmachari, when explaining, it is new light come to me. And next, that day I did join there, I stand by the door some half an hour, maybe hard. And I decided from tomorrow I shall be here, and I shall hear from him so much.
How old were you, Maharaj? How old were you?
That time I am 16 years old. Actually I am telling 17 years, but 16 past. 17. That may be, or 15 past 16. I am not noticing my age. Anyhow, I was very attracted with their explanation and especially explaining the Kaumaro Acharit Pragyo Dharman Bhagavatanya Durlabhang Manushang Janma Tadat Padhruva Matadam. From when full sense and knowledge will come to you from that age, not to spend your life for other purpose. Spend your life for the service to Lord Krishna. Prahlad Maharaj told it, and that explanation given that brahmacharya, I was very much attracted. Then regular joining with him, 3-4 days they was there, maybe 5-6 days, maybe more, I forgot. That time was some festival in Jamalpur. But I forgot Jamalpur also. And Jamalpur was very important place in my life. But that also I forgot. To hearing Srimad Bhagavat from that brahmachari. Then I come out leaving everything. I have much opportunity, so many opportunity to go this line, go this line, go this line. 3 lines was prominent. 1 line is my father's line, that is guru and singer. 2nd line was to be a doctor, physical, okay? Doctor, and under guidance a doctor. That time, if anyone will stay 5 years or 10 years, I forgot, he will be a doctor and he will get what name? Certificate. I was that under one. Doctor, a good doctor, hospital, and he given charge me of that hospital. That is. And another was one B. Goswami, thousands of disciples of his Goswami. And that Goswami liked very much to me. And he have no son, no daughter, anything. He and his wife, and he wants to keep me with him as an adopted son. But all charavada dip, all plan program gone, and I attracted by the grace of Srila Guru Maharaj, no doubt, in Krishna consciousness. Then I left everything that time. Then I joined. Early in the morning, I come hidingly. There was one river. You have seen, now that river is very narrow, but that time was very wide river. And boat not available night, 2 o'clock. But I and one brahmachari, Jayadeva brahmachari, swim and come out from Navangat. And Nirsimha Chaturdashi day, Guru Maharaj, 7 o'clock maybe, that time, walking in Baranda, Krishna Sharan's Baranda. And that time I joined. Nirsimha Chaturdashi day, I do not know it is fasting day. Then I am hungry and very difficulty for me. And they told today is fasting day. No rules and regulation I heard. If they will say this is our rules, this is our regulation, this is you cannot do, this is you cannot do, then I maybe hesitate. But they not told me. Suddenly come everything in my head. you cannot do this, you cannot do that, you cannot do that. But that time I left house, I cannot go back again. And so much holiness, and Guru Maharaj sent me to Calcutta.
Did your father come?
Huh?
Did your father come?
No, oh, dead. Father dead. Oh. When I was 13 years, maybe 12 years, I don't know. And then I come to Swami Maharaj, Abhay Babu's house, and stayed there, two rooms. And Guru Maharaj sent me, and Guru Maharaj come. Then Guru Maharaj arranged for me some study of Sanskrit, Pandit. But suddenly riot, Hindu and Muslim riot come. India becomes freedom. India have got freedom. Going to get freedom, India. And that time, Muslim and Hindu, they are fighting. One side, Allahu Akbar, and another side, Vande Mataram, and killing. So many killing. In that way, you cannot go for collecting some vegetables. And so many. Then up to Janmashtami, I stayed in Calcutta. India have got freedom. 15th August. And after that, after Janmashtami, then Nandasap finished. Then next day, or next day, maybe, I come with a group of Brahmachari and Guru Maharaj to Vrindavan. With Guru Maharaj, and Guru Maharaj taken me as his personal servant. Then, in Vrindavan, he has stayed in Mathura first. And there was one Pandit, very big Vaishnav Babaji Pandit. Name was Vishwambhar Das Babaji Maharaj. He is living in Sri Gauranga Bhavan. That Bhavan is still there. And whose house his sons become my friend. Govinda, his name is Govinda. When I come here, I met with Govinda, and he is very happy after long time meeting. That Govinda and some goldsmith boys was my friend here. And Narayana Sagarwala also, he is one of the family, well, that man also, Krishna Vallabh also, same caste, same family. Then I am under guidance of that Babaji Vishwambhar, very nice man. I cannot forget his good behavior. I surprised, he was Babaji, that means highest position, topmost. He renounced order. But I am Brahmachari. Saffron cloth. When I went becoming his student, he dandavat me, sastanga dandavat. I was surprised, what is this? He is my guru. Then I asked him, why you pay me dandavat? It is very offensive for me. Oh, Baba, it is my son. Oh, my son, your saffron cloth looking Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. and that remembrance come to me. Then I fall down. You suffer, not you. Then I understand how much they have regard for Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And every day I am. But lastly, when I came here in 1980, when I purchased this land, before that, I came here, I met with that Babaji Maharaj. I still same behavior. And I also pay dandavat to him. And when I told I was your student, he was very happy. That Babaji Maharaj. Then Guru Maharaj sent me. I am not staying at one place. Here 2 months, maybe 3 months. Calcutta there is 3 months, Navadvip there is 3 months, Puri there is 2 months. Like that. With Guru Maharaj I am living. And everywhere Guru Maharaj arranging one pandit for me. One Sanskritian and engaging me for study. And he himself giving some. That is extra. That way I learn. And finally I give examination to stay in Adhyaksaja Prabhu's house one and Sakhi Babu's house another one that time. Then gradually, within one, that's the Gurudev. Gradually come.
Well, I can write
spiritual life.
Spiritual
development.
And, okay, that's what I want.
When here, this time, they invited me to Madhu Maharaj's mart.
Mm-hmm.
It was my desire I should go there. But suddenly I become sick. And I feel I cannot stay there. Otherwise I can say something about Gaur Kishore Das Babaji Maharaj because his DC appearance day gone. And Madhu Maharaj's appearance day also, gone that day. But they selected for everyone 15 minutes. 15 minutes is nothing to glorify. By sloka 15 minutes will pass. That's also one cause. And they accepted half an hour for me. I told minimum half an hour, otherwise cannot explain anything. And they accepted happily 11 to 11.30. But I was sick that time, very much sick. I cannot join. Then I think it is good not to stay in Vrindavan. If I stay, they will force to take me, come out Vrindavan. Now got some relief. But Gaur Kishore Babaji Maharaj was our Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur's guru. When Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur was 5 years old boy, from that time he chose his guru Bhaktivinoda Thakur. From that time, 5 years old boy. But when gradually he have got some age, Bhaktivinoda Thakur told, no, I am not your guru. Guru is Gaur Kishore Das Babaji. He is your guru. Then he taken Harinam from Gaurakishwar Balaji Maharaj. But Gaurakishwar Balaji Maharaj do not want to give that. He also denied. Not denied, he told, I shall ask to Mahaprabhu. You are so great father and you are yourself also great brahmachari. Then I shall ask to Mahaprabhu. Then come after a few days. After a few days, Prabhupada Saraswati Thakur went to Gaurakishwar Balaji Maharaj. Babaji Maharaj said, I forgot to ask. And Saraswati Thakur was surprised. I know him from my childhood. And at present, I am aged maybe 12 years, like that. But he forgot. Then come after some days. Then Prabhupada called. Again he told, oh Saraswati, oh Bimala Prasad, Prabhupada's name. I forgot Baba. This way, few times he avoided Prabhupada Saraswati Thakur, wants to see how much he has faith and how much he is ready to take spiritual order from me. But Prabhupada Saraswati Thakur, he knows that time so many things, and he knows the history of Lokanath Goswami and Narottam Das Thakur. 17 times or 18 times avoided Lokanath Goswami to take a disciple as of Narottam Thakur. But Narottam Das Thakur, when have seen he not will take disciples, sure, but he is my guru, Mahaprabhu said. In that dream Mahaprabhu said, and others also. Then Narottam Das Thakur decided he will give mantram or not, that is not a question for me, he is my guru. Mahaprabhu told, then I shall serve my guru, but he was very renounced mentality, not keeping one glass water in his with him, because some person will come and ask some water, he must give that. Then association with Vishoyi, others, he avoided. That type of renounced mentality was Lokanath Goswami. Then Narottam Das Thakur settled, I shall serve my guru. Then he, where in the jungle that Lokanath Goswami passing, in the jungle early in the morning, and he every day cleaning that place. And Lokanath Goswami surprised, here is so much pig, no doubt, but pig not making this clean. They are taking stool but not cleaning. This must be someone. Then he one day arrested Narottam Thakur and told, why you are doing this nonsense thing? He told, Prabhu, you are my guru, Mahaprabhu said. Then guru seva is necessary. Without service to guru, no one can get the pure Krishna consciousness. Then I want to serve you. You consider me as your disciple or not, that is your wish, but Mahaprabhu told me you are my guru. And without service to Guru, nothing will get this anyone the spiritual consciousness. Then Loknath Goswami, after hearing, he told, yes, I shall initiate you. Come. Then only one disciple he accepted as Narottam Das Thakur and no others. Prabhupada Saraswati Thakur remembered that, knows that very well. Then he was determined, I shall take mantram from Gaurgirdhar Babaji Maharaj. And Bhaktivinoda Thakur, he indicated as his guru. Gaurgirdhar, they are also related spiritually from childhood. Then he was determined, I shall take. Again he gone. And Gaurgirdhar Babaji Maharaj, oh Saraswati Thakur, you are so big Pandit now. Your father is so great. I am very poor Babaji. I cannot sign my name. What can I say? Still you are ready to take initiation. Mahaprabhu said me, if it is, then I shall initiate you. Then Prabhupada Saraswati Thakur happily initiated by Gaurgirdhar Babaji Maharaj. Then Saraswati Thakur that time reading, studying in Metropolitan Institution. He left that institution, come out and studied. Before also he studied so much, especially in Jyotish Shastra. He is publishing one book, one magazine, Surya Siddhanta. And Banaras, from big Jyotish school, they invited him for giving lecture. And he went to Banaras, and Banaras University organized that, maybe Sanskrit. I do not know that historical, maybe there is something, guess. But they given Surya Siddhanta Saraswati title to Prabhupada Saraswati Thakur. Surya Siddhanta Saraswati. But when Prabhupada taken initiation from Gaurgirdhar Babaji Maharaj and Bhaktivinoda Thakur told the Mayapur, your mother and myself, so much given heart and service, and your mother like it very much, and you serve this Mayapur, that is my desire. Prabhupada said, I am very renounced type of man. I cannot manage the property and cannot fight with others for property, etc. I am not that type of man, and you are choosing me. But I think so, you give it to Baroda Prasad, Prabhupada's brother, or Lalita Prasad, someone. Prabhupada, the elder brother, give to them this. He was Prabhupada that time. Done Bhaktivinoda Thakur and Chandrasekhar Acharya Bhavan, where is now Chaitanya Math, that land also acquired. And Prabhupada made there one thatched house and stayed there. But Bhaktivinoda Thakur chastised to Prabhupada and told, if you not will take trouble from Mahaprabhu, he will be a Mayavadi sannyasi in future. Take trouble from Mahaprabhu and be a great, that type of inspiration given Bhaktivinoda Thakur, and Prabhupada accepted that, and Bhaktivinoda Thakur told, in future, for helping you, so many will come, you don't worry. I am saying through my vision, they are coming. That Gokhisar Bhavaji Maharaj, he lived here in Kusum Sarobar. Before, he lived here. Gokhisar Bhavaji Maharaj and another one, Jagannath Das Bhavaji Maharaj and Bhagavat Das Bhavaji Maharaj, they all Siddha Mahapurush in Brajadham. Everyone knows they are Siddha Purush. Then Bhaktivinoda Thakur also knows them. Then Bhaktivinoda Thakur invited to Mayapur that Jagannath Das Bhavaji Maharaj, and he went to Mayapur and danced, but 108 is the age. Someone carrying in a bamboo pot, jhuri, basket, bamboo. His disciple carrying him. But when he went Mayapur, he jumped from that and danced. Then Bhaktivinoda Thakur was doubly sure. Yeah, I discovered this place, but place, it is truth. And he also himself told Jagannath Bhavaji Maharaj, yes, this is but place of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And he not gone back to Vrindavan. And Gokhisar Bhavaji Maharaj also went there. And he not come back to Vrindavan because they have got inspiration from Mahaprabhu and discovered Mahaprabhu's dham, Mahaprabhu's pastimes, places by Bhaktivinoda Thakur and Prabhupada Saraswati Thakur. Then they stayed in Navadvip. Bhavaji Maharaj stayed in one dharmasala, Motilal dharmasala. Famous Dharmasala, Matilal Dharmasala. There was so many rooms. They want to give Gokhisar Bhavaji Maharaj one room for stay. But Bhavaji Maharaj said, if you will give one room, give your one latrine. I shall stay under latrine room. And he gave him that, what shall do. And that little latrine room, he cleaned and stayed there. Sometimes stay in bamboo, choi, it is called. In the bullock cart, they are giving one shed, They are also in Ganges, near to Ganges.
Like a bamboo shelter?
Yes, yes. Sometimes living there, sometimes living there. Sometimes living now Sananda Sukhoda Kunja, Suratak's house in Sarup Ganj, Godrum Deep. Sometimes living there. They are also one room they are showing because Vrindavan Maharaj is living here. Then Prabhupada started to have taken mantra from Babaji Maharaj. And Babaji Maharaj only considered him as one disciple. And others, some helping Babaji Maharaj, but not considering as disciple. And Babaji Maharaj staying in Kulia, where we are living. That is Kulia, Kolodip. Then after gradually Babaji Maharaj become invalid, and so many great Pandit, Babaji and Goswami, they are coming to see Gaurakrishna Sarvaji Maharaj. Sometimes they want to explain Srimad Bhagavat. Goswamis, they are thinking, yeah, if in front of Gaurakrishna Sarvaji Maharaj we will explain the Bhagavat, then we will get some more disciples. And for that, they are explaining in front of Babaji Maharaj. And Babaji Maharaj is telling, do not want to make them angry. And Babaji Maharaj sitting here. Then when everyone going, Babaji Maharaj is telling his servitor, they put their cow dung and clean this place. And he was very surprised. They, why? Here? But it is not Bhagavad part. It is not the explanation of Bhagavad. What he have done, he want muddy, mad, etc. And for that he explained mundane desire. He wants to take so much mundane desire. Not Bhagavad part happened here. Then cow dung, with cow dung cleaning is very famous in Bengal. They are thinking cow dung like Ganges water. Anyhow, that way Gaurakrishna Sarvaji Maharaj living in Kulia and Prabhupada Saraswati Thakur living in Mayapur, that place's name is Chandrasekhar Acharya Bhavan, and Prabhupada gave a new name, Brijapattan. Started from Brijadham's preaching, then name given Brijapattan.